Before Kurt Cobain, before Jimi Hendrix, the Northwest had the Ventures. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation says the Seattle area band defined instrumental rock and roll in the 60s with hits like Walk Don't Run. Don Wilson, one of the band's founders, has to agree.
Well, I think we've influenced so many guitar players, and a lot of them, who are famous today. The list goes on and on. I couldn't even begin.
So we'll let B97.3 DJ Mark Christopher take a shot.
People from the Doobie Brothers, people from Steely Dan, Peter Frampton, even Mick Fleetwood, drummer of Fleetwood Mac, said this was the music that got their careers rolling.
And though the Ventures created hundreds of albums with tunes like Pipeline and Hawaii Five-O, perhaps their most significant work?
The easy-to-learn guitar album with a book.
A very influential one.
Even George Harrison said that was one album that helped him figure out how to play guitar for the Beatles.
More than half a dozen musicians played with the Ventures over the years. Now,
oh, I'm excited about it.
Wilson says a handful will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The ones who are being inducted are Bob Vogel, Don Wilson, Noki Edwards, Mel Taylor, and Jerry McGee.
Quite an accomplishment for band members who had to self-produce their first album. They, if few else 50 years ago, knew they'd become rock and roll legends. Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo.